2 Timothy, chapter 2. You, therefore, my child, be strengthened in the grace which is in the Anointed One, Jesus. And the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit the same things to faithful men, who are competent to teach others also. Endure hardship with me as a good soldier of the Anointed One, Jesus. No soldier entangles himself in the affairs of this life so that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if someone competes as an athlete, he is not awarded unless he has competed according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the fruits of his labor. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all these things. Always remember that Jesus, the Anointed One, who is of the seed of David, has risen from the dead according to my message of good news, for which I suffer hardship, so much so, as to be locked up as a criminal. But the word of God is not restrained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the chosen ones, in order that they also may fully attain the salvation that is in the Anointed One, Jesus, which is accompanied by eternal glory. This is a completely reliable saying, for to the degree that we have entered into death together with him, we will also share God's life together with him. If we endure to the end, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will disown us before the Father. See Matthew chapter 10, verse 33. If we do not continue in faith, he still remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself in us. Remind the brethren of these things, solemnly exhorting them in the presence of the Lord not to argue over words, which benefits no one, but instead only damages the faith of those who are listening. Be diligent to present yourselves approved before God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, since he uses the word of the truth correctly. But avoid those who engage in earthly empty discussions, for they only promote more ungodliness, and their words will spread like an infectious disease among those who feed on them. An example of such men are Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who have missed the mark concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is past already, and thereby overthrowing the faith of some. However, the firm foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord remove themselves from sinful behavior. Now, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earthenware. Some are for honorable uses, that is, decoration, eating, drinking, etc., and some for dishonorable uses, such as chamber pots and wash basins, etc. If a man, therefore, purifies himself from these previously mentioned errors, he will be a vessel of honor, having been made holy, suitable for the Master's use, and prepared for every good work. Flee from youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace together with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't get involved with foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they only produce quarrels. For the Lord's servant must not argue, but be gentle towards all, ready to teach, enduring evil, correcting those who oppose you in meekness. This is so that God can give them a chance to repent and fully understand the truth. In this way, they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil where they have been taken captive and return to doing the will of God. This is the end of 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.